Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Explorations. I'm Ethan. Do you guys remember that I talked about the new Swan Castle in Germany last semester? Actually, I love that place so much, and I love this country. So I decided to make several programs about Germany, and I hope you guys will love it too. Okay, today, our first destination will be Bavaria. The good people of Bavaria apparently owe the beauty of their land to their natural modesty. God had parceled out the whole earth before the Bavarians came forward for their portion. Moved by their humility, He gave them the peace He had reserved for Himself. In gratitude, they adorned the valleys and lakes with some of Germany's finest churches and fairy tale castles, and celebrate their good fortune with a modest little party known as the Oktoberfest. Actually, there is nothing modest about the Bavarians. They set themselves proudly apart in a fervently Catholic and largely conservative free state that asserts a maximum of autonomy within Germany's federal system. Good-natured local chauvinism regards the rest of the country with a certain condescension, reserving its sharpest barbs for cool, stiff-necked northerners. Although most Bavarians prefer an easy, relaxed approach to life, the region is prosperous and well-organized. My chick is so bad, so bad, so bad. My chick is so bad, so bad, so bad. My chick is so bad. Egal wie viel Uhr, ich bin immer zu spät. Der Typ auf dem Sofa, der immer nur schläft. Will man nur gehen, will man nur fehlen. Der Jungs tut mir leid, was Zeit ist zu erwähnen. Ich hab doch letzten Monat diese Frau besucht. Wir waren was essen, hatten einen Rendezvous. Bavarians are a friendly lot, but it's sometimes difficult to get them to put down their beer long enough to shake your hand. They manage to combine the Germanic talent for getting things done with a specifically Bavarian need to do them pleasantly. In Munich, the capital, business lunches seem to last a little longer, office hours seem a little shorter. However, its dynamic car industry and other concerns, splendidly arranged museums, and the creativity of its performing arts offer convincing proof that this casual attitude is far from unproductive. The old clichés, occasionally updated, endure as part of Bavarian's reality. Munich's great beer tavern, the Hofbräuhaus, continues to draw the thrones. Even if foreigners often outnumber the locals, Edelweiss still blooms high in the Alps. The ghosts in Ludwigstream castles stay away until winter, when the tourist crowds have thinned out. The state can be divided into two parts. The region surrounding Munich and south to the Alps takes in the lakes. The royal castles, Baroque gems such as Otto Beuren Abbey and the Church of Wies, and the mountain resorts of Buschtasgarten and Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Northern Bavaria includes the famous romantic route of medieval towns stretching from Augsburg north to Aschaffenburg, the proud Franconian cities of Würzburg, Bernburg, Nuremberg, and Bayreuth, and east to the Austrian border and Passau.
Oh man, kann doch nicht dein Ernst sein, Alter. Kommt echt ab, dass du jemanden spielst. jetzt warte doch mal, ey, du wirst es mir jetzt nicht glauben. Aber gestern Nacht, überkrass. Ey, du kennst doch noch die eine aus dem... Nee, die kennst du nicht, aber egal. Auf jeden Fall die...
Immer noch blöde Ausreden.
Aber ey, jetzt warte doch mal, die gibt's wirklich. Ey, wieso sollte ich die erfinden? Ja, ich weiß, die Geschichte war erfunden, aber die ist wirklich echt, Mann. Ja, aber wenn die, wenn die mal einfach meinen Wecker verstellt, Mann. Ich kann schon nichts dafür, wenn die meinen Wecker einfach umstellt von 9 auf 10 oder auf 11.
Boah, Mann, bitte seid endlich mal erwachsen.
To northerners seeking a more carefree life of southern Europe, Munich seems almost Mediterranean. This last main stop before the Alps provides, for many, a first breath of Italy. By the same token, for southern Europeans heading towards the prosperous efficiency of the cooler north, the Bavarian capital, more Baroque than Gothic, more green than gray, makes the transition less abrupt. A lot of them, Greeks, Italians, and Turks, decide quite simply to stop in Munich and enjoy the best of both worlds, Munich's gain. Italians themselves will tell you that the city has the best Italian restaurants north of the Alps. The poet Heinrich Heine said on a visit, "Between art and beer, Munich is laid out like a village between two hills. The town is in fact mostly flat, but best enjoyed if you wander from one hill to one another. Beer halls in the winter and beer gardens in the summer makes delightful temples of that untranslatable German feeling of warm fellowship known as Gemütlichkeit." During the post-war division of Berlin, Munich staked a serious claim to be the arts capital of West Germany. Its leading role in German cultural life remains. The opera house and concert halls provide magnificent homes for traditional classic works and avant-garde. Painters cluster in the Bohemian district of Schwabing, which exploded on the international scene in the 20th century as a focus for the Blauer Reiter school of Vasily Kandinsky. Munich galleries are still among the most innovative, while classic and modern collections of the Alte and Neue Pinakothek museums are richly endowed and superbly displayed.
Riding through the monsoon.